Beach today.
Kansas. His name is John Elefante, who's a Christian producer in Nashville, Tennessee today. The name of the song is Fight Fire with Fire. He wrote that right after he got saved. But this is the old singer for Kansas, and he's a Christian man. It's a great song. It really is. But it's true. Speaking of fighting fire with fire, me and Jake decided what we're going to do is we're going to go to some of these churches. And we're going to basically get in there, and if they resist us and maybe have us removed, we're just going to say, what's with all the hate? Yeah. What's with all the hate, man?
All are welcome.
This is the doctrine of the Bible of Jesus Christ. And if they cry out, you can't do that, we're going to look at them and say, you're exactly right. You can't. You can't do that. So don't try doing it to somebody else. Yeah. You know, I feel like singing again through John. Maybe people can pretend with me and think that that's me singing Fight Fire with Fire when it's
Bradley
really John.
Elefante.
Elefante? Yeah, I mean, listen. This is what you need to do, America. There's an anointing on it. America, this is what you need to do. You need to let it come down. And you need to stand up and be the men that you're called to be and the women that you're called to be and take the sword of the Spirit and win the day. This is your country. It's not their country. It's your country. Now I got a bunch of these old 80 rockers in their cars kicking the hair straight out, raising their hand. Hey, here's the good thing. At least if someone pulls up next to you, they think you're crazy. Just say it was that, isn't that Halloween or something like that? But I'm doing it for the right reasons.
That's right.
It's a great song. It really is. Yeah, go ahead and lower it. It really is. America, it's time for you to stand up and be what God called you to be. Every single one of you. You know, I got to just say this. Every single one of you. Everybody that's listening to me right now, you need to stand up and be what God has called you to be. Nothing short of what he's called you to be. And he has not called you to be an underachiever. He's not called you to be a succumber to wickedness or compromise. For those that are in government, he has called you to be statesmen. You've been entrusted by God to serve your people. It's time for you to stand up because people will rally behind you and hold your arms up. It's time, America, to stand up to what's going on. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And so he is. And so he is. And you mark my words on this, folks. All things old have passed away. Behold, a new thing is coming in this country. And it's time for you to dismount the old and to mount up with the new in Jesus' name. And you will. And you will. There's a shifting of power going on in this country right now, folks, and it's time for you to act. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to rally around the flag. It's time for you to wave the flag, no king but King Jesus. Now is the time, not tomorrow, and maintain it. Persevere. Stay the course. You'll win the day. That's what we want to do. I'm speaking to everybody that can hear me right now. You're not created to be just a businessman. You're not created to be just a businesswoman, just to go through the mundane of every day. No, there's more that God has for you than just that. We're all patriots. We're all in this together. Either we're going to come together or else we're going to perish like fools, folks.
That's right.
And now's the time to do it, especially in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm tired of the oppression. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the propaganda. I'm tired of it. I just am simply sick and tired of it. Let's go back to this. You pick the next world leader real quick, and then we'll get back to our topic. We're going to talk about hypocrisy. We're going to have a little fun with this as well, but it's really factual stuff that's going to blow you backwards. I want you to pick the next world leader. Candidate A, he associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be the next world leader? I don't. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Candidate B, do you want him to be the next world leader? I don't. How about candidate C? He's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke. He drinks an occasional beer and has not had any extramarital affairs. Now, folks, for the sake of time, we're not being rude or cutting people off, but we didn't know that we were going to get on this little rabbit trail that we're on today, and we're going to stay with it. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. If you'd like a free DVD, call in. We'll give you one. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll shoot one off to you. Candidate A, for those that picked candidate A, is Franklin D. Roosevelt. Candidate B, if you picked candidate B for the next world leader, it's Winston Churchill. Ooh, did you hear that? Stop! Honk if you love the Sons of Liberty. Ooh!
Hey, wow. A honker.
Did you hear that?
Hey, honker.
Oh, and boy, does he have a honker. Wow. Candidate C, if you picked candidate C for the next world leader, it is none other than Adolf Hitler. This is the guy that said, how fortunate for those in power that people never think. And speaking of thinking, this is great stuff, guys. It really is great stuff. Has the media told you who these people are? No, they don't have to comment to get a DVD. Just go ahead and give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. We don't have time. Sorry, guys. We're already into the second hour. Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at age 51. Did the media tell you who these guys are? David Miller Jr. died of emphysema. Did they tell you who Janet Sackman was? She lost her voice box and part of one lung to cancer. David Gorelitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. Did the media tell you who these folks are? William Thornbury died of lung cancer at the age of 56. No, they didn't tell you, so I'll tell you. These are the cigarette ad models. You know, the hottie chick or the hottie guy or the big macho bravado cowboy.
I'm a cowboy.
With a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. I got a sign in front of me that says, my job was to get 500,000 kids to smoke by 1995, but I didn't want to show them the results of smoking those cigarettes, did I?
Who's going for your kids?
For those that didn't know, R.J. Reynolds, who founded the tobacco company in 1875, began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1913. I'm sure you've all heard that saying, what comes around goes around. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he shall also reap. Well, he died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco. You never, ever see the billboards with Joe Camel with chemotherapy running into his arms. God forbid that would ever happen to anybody. Isn't that interesting?
Let's see those pictures.
I'm going to come back and ask those that smoke, if God wanted you to smoke, then why didn't he put a chimney on the top of your head? Oh, one more question. What kind of cigarettes do you smoke? Phlegm balls, money suckers, cancerettes, breath rotters, malignant, bypass? Did you hear that? Phlegm balls, malignant, money suckers, bypass, breath rotters, or cancerettes? Come on, guys.
I like phlegm balls.
You like those?
Yeah, those
see now, folks.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Country Joe Homes based out of Lakefield. Country Joe Homes have been around since 1977. They understand the importance of owning your own home and how it is the center of American life. Country Joe's mission is to build creative, beautiful design homes that are more comfortable and functional. It really was inspirational sitting down with Joe and Joe's son, Joey. They had explained to me how important customer service is to them personally. Their number one priority is making sure that their customers' wants and needs are taken care of. This also includes their employees. Joe's exact quote to me was, "You must be a servant. If you take care of people, you will be taken care of." Some of the locations that Country Joe has built homes in are Lakefield, Woodbury, Prior Lake, Apple Valley, Rosemont, and Farmington. So it does not matter whether you want to have your home built on your own lot or one of Joe's throughout the Twin Cities. My choice is Country Joe Homes. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, just for the sake of getting into the vibe again, let's just hear one more chorus. One more verse and one more chorus about... Okay. This is the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, just think. My brother's probably rocking out at home right now saying, "Bradley,
I love this show.
That a boy.
Yeah.
That a boy.
Yeah.
This is how you do it, folks. Fight fire with fire, yeah? This is the good stuff." This is John Elefante from Kansas who got saved. Boy, I bet that's 15 years ago now. He's a producer in Nashville, Tennessee. But it's a great song. It's a great song. And I don't know why, for the life of me, you just turned that down. Listen, I mean, I'm like over here. My hair's down to my buttocks, folks. And I'm asking my wife to hairspray my hair right now and put a mirror in the room. Oh, yes, I'm a preacher.
No,
oh,
over
yeah.
there in the corner. He needs to be able to see himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
But
okay,
see the difference is I know who gives me the victory.
The hairspray now.
I know who's glorified in this. John is singing a song that glorifies none of the men that saved him, who
That's
died
right.
over 2,000 years
right.
ago on Calvary.
I wants to get busy.
So now we got Tom. Real quick, we got to take this quick. We got Tom. I don't know where you're calling from, but
Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Sons of Pennsylvania. How are you, Tom?
The Berg.
All right. I stumbled across your radio show, and I'm calling from the Liberty Bell.
Really?
I think that they're going to have to put that in mothballs pretty soon because our liberty is just about gone.
Well, you know what? That's why we're on the radio, Tom, because America needs to know that it's not. That's why we're on the radio. That's why there's people out there fighting. And if you see the underlying toe in this country right now, what we need to do, brother from another mother, is just simply turn the media off, the state-run media off, and listen to what people are saying, namely our neighbors, because we're all saying the same thing as the storms are blowing.
That's right.
But that's awesome.
I have a question about the Occupy Wall Street. I don't know how familiar you are with that. But
a little bit.
Is this a protest against Wall Street, or is this a protest against the private Federal Reserve issuing counterfeit money?
Well, I think there's a whole mixture of things going on down there. I think there's such a state of confusion down there. A lot of people don't really know what's going on. I mean, we have anti-Americans, we have anarchists, we have conservatives, we have Tea Partiers. I think it's pretty well divided down there. We have people figuring out that Obama's a part of the problem down there now, which is a good thing for all of us. And so to say that, I don't know, but I do believe that we've got a lot of plants down there. Jake, you were just talking about that.
Yeah.
That are stirring them up. They're called provocateurs.
Now, when it comes to the Federal Reserve, I think most of the people that are getting media attention, Tom, don't even know what the Federal Reserve System does. The lunatics that you see in the media are not all the protesters. There is a good reason to protest Wall Street and the Federal Reserve System and those that were irresponsible and actually created the crash that just happened recently.
That's right.
And also those that are protesting. But now what happens after something happens, politicians always want to grab momentum and put their badge on it. Like, look at what's happening out there. Quick. Oh, yeah, we're totally in favor of that. Like the Tea Party. You've seen all the people jumping onto the Tea Party bandwagon that were conservative at all and that didn't believe in Tea Party values. But they jumped on it because it was a popularity contest. The problem right now.
We want to let emergency go to waste, right?
There you go.
Exactly
there you go.
Right.
Hey, no, I do want to say this too, Tom. I want to be encouraging here for you, bro. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that I have a friend that actually works at a major network in New York. He said that if you were in New York, you wouldn't even know what's going on. So again, here is the media trying to instill fear into the American people. Look at how bad this is getting. Well, you know what? Great. That good for them. Arrest them. Do what you will if they're breaking the law. And we're going to make the distinction between the right and the wrong, the good and the bad, the Americans and the un-Americans. And if they want to break the law, then you know what? Goodbye. If you don't, then you know what? God bless them and let them do what they're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's the biggest issue that I see, and I think that the story about the truth about what actually happens at the Federal Reserve level needs to be put out because everybody's just saying all the money is going down in value, but they're not telling anyone. I do not hear this, and I listen to talk radio all day, every day. No one is defining the procedure that the Federal Reserve uses to put money into circulation, because when I tell people that the Federal Reserve pays 1 to 3 cents per bill, whether it's a one or it's a hundred, and then they turn around and they loan it back to us at full face value plus interest, people's eyes open up and they understand. You know, people don't understand
fiat currency.
They don't understand how they, they use fractional reserve banking. But when you tell somebody that they're printing paper money at pennies per bill, and then they turn around and they lend it back to you full face value plus interest, they understand. And that's why I go around and tell people that I carry a silver dollar with me and a dollar paper dollar bill, and I explain this to every kid in a convenience store, every shopping line, everywhere I go. I say, why can I buy a tank of gas with this silver dollar and I can't buy a tank of gas with this paper dollar? What's the difference?
Yep.
Good for you, Tom. You know what? We've got a video. We got a video that we want to share with you.
No, great point. Now, Tom, I got to ask you a question because you're by the Liberty Bell. What does it say on that Liberty Bell? I'm just curious. What is that inscription on there?
I'm not standing in front of it.
Okay.
And I'm almost embarrassed to say I don't know what it says because I haven't read it in a long time, but I know the heart and soul of the Liberty Bell was to proclaim freedom to every person.
That's right.
So,
thank you. And it came straight from the Bible, the Leviticus 25:10. And it's awesome. I'm glad you're calling, guy. I really appreciate you for the sake of time. But, Tom, I want to say this. Be encouraged, man. Don't be all discouraged about what's going on in your country. People are awake. People are talking. Just simply go knock on your neighbor's door and just see what they're talking about. You'll be amazed that they're saying the same things that you are, but the media is at war for the minds of the American people. Mm-hmm. Hold on with us really quick. We're going to give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Let's get back to topic for the sake of time.
Yep. And cool. He's applying what he knows.
And he's not a dummy. He's an educated individual. And that's what's great. This is intelligent radio, correct?
Right. That's how liberty comes.
A lot of people are saying, how'd you guys get by that one?
That's you on the air. Who in the world put you on the
air? God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And I'll tell you why. Because God speaks to the heart, not the head.
That's right.
You know? Hey, you know, he said he stumbled over us and he fell into
it. Yeah.
That's great.
Stumbling, rumbling.
Right by the... I got to go there. Dude, I've never been to the Bell. I want to go to the Bell. And I want
to
ding, ding. What's that?
I've been to Philadelphia. I've never been to the Bell, though.
Jake, you've been everywhere.
Pretty much.
You're kind of like the guy that becomes all things to all men to win the war to Christ.
As many things as I can.
Dad works for the CIA. He's from Montana. He lived in Hawaii.
I was born in Bozeman.
He used to freeload off the safeguards. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say.
The safeguards?
Hey, did you know Obama back then?
Oh.
Or wasn't he out there? Was he hanging out in Kenya?
I think his white mother lived there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about his dad? Oh, that's right. He was in Kenya.
That's right. He sent him a basketball sometime or something.
Didn't Michelle say something about his home
country?
Oh, you guys, those birthers, man.
I know. Oh, that Muslim religion of his.
You judge a man by his fruit, but I'll tell you what. You know, I know everything he does is anti-American, but we're not to judge him.
That's right.
Because we've been told by our preacher, thou shalt not judge.
Oh, he's in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
Don't judge. It's somewhere in there. I'm telling you.
Anyways, thank you for that call, Tom. Pennsylvania.
Yes. Great state. Hey,
lots of great stuff out there.
Rick Santorum's from Pennsylvania.
Ben Franklin was from Pennsylvania.
That's right. Benjamin Rush.
Benjamin Rush. Great man of God.
Benjamin Franklin.
He was the one that said he was the Christocrat. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Benjamin Franklin actually ended up being the governor of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to mock me.
No, I thought
you were going to try to tear me down.
No.
Yeah, and rebuild me in your own image. I'm sorry, I thought you were Obama.
Forgive me. I did just get a job.
You did?
Me a job, tearing down.
Are you still smoking those cigarettes? Because I know that you're telling everybody else not to.
Once in a while.
But what about your wife? She's always telling everybody what they should be eating. She likes those Sundays, doesn't she?
I like Twinkies. They're good.
Yeah.
Is the camera on? Oh, I'm sorry. I like organic food.
You better change that.
Children. Grapes
because we don't want everybody knowing that the wife's president said all that over a flag at the memorial at 911. We don't want to talk about that neither. Let's not judge him by his fruit. Let's not call him for what he really is.
Don't do that.
God forbid we ever do that. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back. Speaking of hypocrites, thank you for your call. Folks, for the sake of time, do we got more people on here? All right. If you want to call in 1-877-807-9977, you can go ahead and weigh in. And we'll ponder if you're sane enough to get on the radio with us. 1-877-807-9977. Or should I say...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
About it. Some of you guys are at home. Nobody can see you. Go ahead.
Be yourself.
Start kicking that leg back and forth to the beat. It's okay. And come on, be a little liberated, folks. That's what it comes down to. If you're in your car, just make sure you set it on cruise control and you can't drive faster than 55. Okay? And for you older folks, it's okay. This is good music.
Air guitar is okay, guys.
Totally. No? And for you nerds at home, you
bring
nerds.
It out.
Totally. Stand in front of the mirror, shake it out, turn your head upside down, put the hairspray on. Go sit in front of the mirror.
Get a pair of drumsticks.
That's right. And it's
let loose.
It's totally okay. It's called being free.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Here he Freedom!
Comes. Here he comes again. That sounded like William Wallace.
Freedom!
I love it. Nicole just said to me, I wasn't sure if they changed up on us. I said, no, that would never happen here. It was us.
That's right.
It's okay to start kicking the foot to the beat. Yeah.
Shaking the leg.
That's totally how it starts, folks.
Yep. And pretty soon you're breaking out.
Yes.
This is spinning in circles.
It's totally okay.
Run your fingers through your hair and just whip your head back.
Now, I know for some of the burnt hippies out there, they used to be so pumped up on drugs,
yeah,
they didn't know what to do when it came to a beat.
Yeah.
That's why they listened to the Deadheads.
They were like dancing, and rolling around in mud.
That was freedom to them.
Yeah,
no, we're talking about freedom in an orderly matter, folks.
Reality.
Okay,
right.
Let's get back to speaking of hypocrites here. Folks, again, if you would like to call in at any time, please do. 1-877-807-9977. You know, some of you guys are out there saying, you know what, I really like those guys. I thought they were pretty strict. Well, we are. But you know what? We're real guys, you know? We're free. Yeah, totally.
Free.
Yeah. I think you'd be a little bit surprised as to how much you would like us. You know? I don't ever want to be against those guys. That's a good place to be. Yeah?
That's wise.
Especially you East Coasters out there.
You're wise.
Jake.
We're making mean
Jake, Jake, Jake. Not too much humor. Might get too many people listening.
That's true.
We don't want to do that.
This is serious talk radio.
This is serious. Total serious. You know, maybe what we should do is agree with this administration, and then everybody would love us. You know, I heard, I got to say this again, and I'll tell you what, it made me mad. People are calling for the impeachment and the resignation of Eric Holder. And I was listening to XM Sirius Radio on Fox. And I'll tell you what, boy, the last three times I've listened, they have made me angry in every sense of the word, because it's like they're preying on justice. For example, the individual going after Eric Holder was asked by the reporter from Fox News as to why should he, be removed, because the individual said back to the reporter, because he's lied two times under oath and he knew what was going on. But here's the conservative news anchor, and what is he saying? Oh, just let him speak for himself. Let him speak for himself. How much do we need to be destroyed in our country before we figure out that people aren't playing games, that your enemy is not playing games? When are you going to figure that out, some of you news anchors?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And some of them are like right along with them, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
They just don't realize that they're on the same boat, as I said earlier. But you get the point.
That's right. When it sinks on you, too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. That's what's so foolish about people selling out each other. No. We're all a part of one another.
You know, bringing that case with Mr. You're talking about Bernanke, right?
That wasn't Bernanke. Bernanke? No. No, you know what Bernanke's missing, though? Is that little splash of bird manure on his head like Gorbachev, though.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
He's got, like, a landing pad for it.
He does.
I got to be careful, actually. I don't want a landing pad anytime soon.
He totally does.
So Mr. Holder, we're talking about. I'm totally sorry. I'm caught off because I watched this Wall
Street
thing. I
heard that when you go to Washington, D.C., when he goes outside, he's got like 150 pigeons that land on his head.
My little boy would be loving this right now.
Totally. 150 pigeons, yep, at least. Not 149 and not 151. Mm-hmm. The pigeons land on his head.
They
say it's the landing pad.
You know, this is something that I was thinking about 2 days ago when somebody had brought up about Mr. Holder.
Yes.
We think you should resign, Mr. Holder.
So we don't like you lying to us.
You just need to resign.
I mean, is there something wrong with you, Mr. Holder, when you actually take the weapons and put them into the hands of the drug lords and they kill our own people? Don't you want to be responsible for that? Do you think the American people should be enraged right now?
Yes.
To say
not
the least.
Saying, oh, will you please resign, because, you know, it would be the good thing to do, because I know you're so concerned about doing the good thing, Mr. Holder. I think it's time to resign right now. That's like saying to a criminal who's got a weapon pointed at you. I'm talking East Coast now.
You got a criminal. Yeah.
I got the criminal.
Yeah.
So he's pointing a gun at you, and you say,
hey, I'm with you.
Can you put that gun down? Let's just talk about this. That's not how you deal with crime or criminals.
Yes.
It's not how you're going to get any effectual liberty in your nation, especially when you have leaders that are willing to point-blank lie, and they're okay with their own people being murdered.
Yes, that's scary, isn't it?
We're talking murder here!
Wait. That's already happening. That's been happening in our country since 1973.
You don't ask them
you
to
have
quit.
A government okaying the murder of babies in the womb, the most innocent human beings known to mankind,
yep,
that are advocating the death of a baby inside of a woman.
And you think that won't
bleed into... And
they're
wanting to pay for it.
That's right. And do you think that won't bleed into their moral decisions as leaders if they're okay with killing the life of a human being? Our lives begin at conception, and at conception we have rights. Do you think they're going to protect your rights if they won't even protect the life of a man or a child in a womb? And then what we've done is we've created this culture of death. Oh, well, you know, maybe we have to take a couple of our own guys out to get the bad guys. It's no big deal. It's just another life.
Let's start
with your life.
That's right. Let's send your kids first.
Let's
see how that goes. Because our leaders in this country, at the inception, they used to, if there was a call for war, they were the first ones to go.
They were
the first ones to go, and that's why he was first in his country, he was first in the hearts of men, and the first in peace and first in war,
that's right,
George Washington.
That's right.
We are all caught up in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny, and whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. For some strange reason, I cannot be what I ought to be until you, America, are what you ought to be. A rich man can never be what he ought to be until the poor man is what he ought to be. John Donne quoted years ago and placed in graphic terms, no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. Any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved in mankind. Therefore, never send to know whom the bell tolls for. For America, it tolls for you. It tolls for you. JP, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to get to hypocrites right after this phone call.
What's the good word, JP?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of stumbled upon you today, too.
Well, a lot of stumbling going on.
I normally listen to a guy out of Texas, Alex Jones, and then today driving into work, I was going to listen to Sue Jeffers, but instead they got football on. So
yeah, football during the time of crisis.
I found you guys, but I like what I'm hearing. You guys covering a lot of stuff that's being ignored in the media. Doing a really good job, so I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, JP. And you know, the bottom line is that's what we should be doing.
That's right.
And that's what all of the media should be doing. Not keep, you know, cutting the top and just talking about surface issues. It doesn't bring any healing to this country if we want to keep talking about surface issues. We got to hit it, and we got to lay the axe to the root of the tree. And if we don't do that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to have to deal with it tomorrow, next generation, the generation after that. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's right.
And that's where we're at today. We're having to fight the fight that has been left off by our seniors in, should I say, senior administration, or not administration,
that's right, those
generations.
Have gone before us. That's right.
Right.
And speaking, JP, also, you just brought up Alex Jones. We address things the media doesn't, and we were actually just on his show, and you can go to our Facebook and hear that interview. But that was, as we were on his show, we were addressing an issue right now that needs to be paid attention to across America. That those that do speak right, they try to ignore them at first. But if they can't ignore them, if they get too much attention, then they try to slander them. And that's what we're speaking of on that show clip. So you can go to the Sons of Liberty fan page.
Yeah, with
on
Alex
Facebook
you're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But go ahead. I'm sorry, JP. I'm cutting you off here.
Well, I didn't even catch that interview. You're saying that it was a bad interview?
No, it was a great interview. We were actually on his show.
Yeah, we were
on his show. It was a good
interview. No, we high-five Alex. If you go online, check out Bradley Dean Jake McMillan with Alex Jones.
Yep.
And if you see a guy that looks like a fat Elvis Presley, that's Jake. That's Jake.
So, hey, well, what do you guys think of Ron Paul? And have you guys been warning people about how dangerous Herman Cain is?
No, I don't know anything about what's going on with Herman Cain right now. I mean, we've got friends that are actually a part of who Herman Cain is, and saying that we don't know everything.
Well, I know that AM 1280 The Patriot has been really
pushing his book,
promoting Herman Cain, and Town Hall Magazine's been promoting Herman Cain. But I mean, he is dangerous, man, dangerous. But the reason I called him, excuse me. I heard you guys, the whole talk about the Muslims and stuff, and I kind of, you know, I didn't disagree with anything you were saying, but I felt like something was being, you know, left out of the discussion, you know, because I believe that the war chariot, so to speak, that Satan's pushing around is being pulled by Christians, and,
professing, right? You're saying professing Christians.
What, unknowingly, Christians are helping to bring about this global clash. And, you know, there is a real globalist New World Order agenda. And if you look at who owns the world and who controls everything and what their agenda is, and then you look at how they play off the Christians against the Muslims and geopolitically everything that we're doing in the name of spreading liberty in the Mideast and then you look at what our real reasons for being over there are. You know, and then Christians, they fall into this
JP, you got about 10 seconds.
Of Muslims, you know, hate brown people with towels on their heads. They're the number one enemy, you know, be afraid of Muslims.
We got to take a hard break here, JP. We'll be right back.
Okay. We appreciate it. We got Bradley and Jake. There's all sorts of different assorted birds out there flying around. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Hi, I'm Brian Toohey, sitting in for Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, The Devil's Double is a harrowing but revealing portrait of the evil that one Iraqi man endured when Saddam Hussein's sadistic son, Uday, forced the young man to be his body double. The Devil's Double is a perfect celluloid portrayal of the old adage, absolute power corrupts absolutely, with a brilliant performance by Dominic Cooper as Uday and his double, but there's plenty of foul language and some scenes of extreme violence, explicit nudity, and carnality, so extreme caution is advised. Friends with Benefits, an R-rated romantic comedy, is a story about a magazine art director and a corporate headhunter who find out that commitment is more satisfying than a casual affair. Friends with Benefits is entertaining, but it contains too much foul language and explicit content. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit MovieGuide.org. MovieGuide.org.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That was really loud. You know, folks, I got to say this, though. Being a public person myself, people say stuff about me all the time. I don't even know where they got their information.
Our sources.
And here's the other deal.
Us.
When I believe in a candidate, I'm still going to promote Christ, irregardless.
That's right.
I'll stand behind righteousness no matter who does it.
That's right.
Okay? So I don't want to just get on here and have people calling and start saying, this guy's bad, this guy's bad, this guy. I know people say it about me all the time, and 99% of it's untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not clear. And I'm talking about those that are really on the left side.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. We have street teams. We have Muslim people come up and donate to our Christian organization all the time. That's our job, is to convert people, not just to – listen – we're not here to condemn anybody, but we are telling you that salvation is found in Christ, because there's no name under heaven whereby men must be saved. I don't care who you are. Christ came to save men from their sins. End of story. It's not an issue of us making war against anybody. It's an issue of us standing watch for those that are causing war against the American idealist ideology.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So here, you always got to keep in mind with something with the Sons of Liberty. And, by the way, our government is supposed to operate in such a fashion as well. We don't attack first. We magnify the laws against anybody that would attack our way of life. That's what we have a military for. Here's another thing. What did you think of that? I don't like when people say stuff like that. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Nobody's control. Folks, listen to me carefully. Nobody's controlling the globe. They all think they're controlling the globe. God is in control of all things. If you read the book of Revelations, it was God that put in their minds to do the things that they do in the first place. God's in control. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And Satan's doing this. I don't know if it's just me or not, but isn't Satan a defeated foe that we're at war with in Jesus Christ? And the Bible says he has no power over Christians at all. Zero zilch. I didn't say he wouldn't cause you trouble or afflictions or trials or tribulations. But my Bible tells me that their souls are confirmed through trials and tribulations and persecutions in the book of Acts. That is what confirms you as a Christian, is when you are going through hell backwards, only to establish heaven. My Bible also tells me, church and conservatives and patriots and the fearful, that the gates of hell shall not prevail over the church. 2,000 years later, we're still proclaiming the name of the resurrected one, aren't we? The one that was crucified and buried, aren't we? See, because the Bible said, had they known that they crucified the Lord of glory, they wouldn't have done it. Because through his resurrection, he spoiled principalities and powers. Who wins the day? We do. Why do we have hundreds of thousands of Christian churches in this country?
So we're a Christian nation.
They're supposed to be doing their job.
That's right.
And I want to tell you what, folks, I want you to hear me clearly. If you feel that this country is going backwards, don't look into the politicians, because it is their job. Yes, indeed it is. But first, look at the church. That's their responsibility. And I am telling you what the Word of God says, not what man's opinion has to say, not some new doctrine, not some new theology, not some new whack, not some new cult. I'm telling you what the Bible says. The gates of hell shall not prevail. I have hope, and so should you, in Christ, not outside of Christ. Isn't that interesting? Everybody's so afraid about what's going on here. If you would just stand to the two pillars as to who you are, you wouldn't have nothing to fear from. You'd have no fear at all. The Lord told us not to fear the face of the enemy. Mm-hmm. When you walk accordingly.
Christ said, fear not.
And then we have the wax in the churches saying that's legalism. No, it is not. It's love. I obey my Father because I love my Father because of the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why I love. Did you want to add to?
I was just going to say, and speaking to the topic of the candidates, we just had Rick Santorum on last week. We've had Ron Paul on. We're working right now to get Herman Cain on the show so that he can talk for himself. But, folks, you know,
I would like to confront
the fruits.
Hey, listen, you'll notice on this show that if a caller or someone that calls in, or we have a guest on the show, most of them respect, 99% of them we do. But if someone gets off kilter, they're going to get knocked back onto kilter real quick. And I don't care if it's the President of the United States. If he's on the radio, I'm going to respect who we are as a people first and foremost as to who we are and what we are principled in. That's what we follow. Because it's written in stone for a reason. It don't move. And neither are we in Jesus Christ. That's why they call him the rock, folks. The rock upon which we stand. He doesn't move. That's why they call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, as I read through scriptures, I don't see where he anointed any man of God to lose.
Can't
Isn't that amazing? But yet,
lost.
What do you hear? You hear the spirit of the world coming through the church, defeatism and fear and oppression. And I'll tell you what, it's the pastor's and it's the preacher's fault. That's whose fault it is. If they're preaching defeatism, get out of that church. He promised us victory in his name. We're made more than conquerors through him who loved us. The faith that's in us overcomes the world. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. What Bible are these preachers preaching from?
Maybe they're not preaching from a Bible.
And I'll tell you this, too. If they're preaching some little cookie-cutter sermon, get out of the church. There's no Holy Ghost in that. When you look in Scripture and read through the Testaments, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the epistles, they're all over the place all the time because he's feeding the flock. How often do you see Christ stay on one topic, what, 4 to 6 scriptures, and then he changes topic again? Because he's feeding the multitudes. They're asking him questions. They're being froward with him, whatever the case might be. Folks, if you don't have hope, you're reading the wrong Bible. That's all I'm saying. And I'm going to continuously tell people that.
I think you need to read your Bible, period. Because when you do read the Bible, you're not going to have fear. You're going to have hope.
Did you have
That's
to
it.
Say that just to put your head a little bit higher than mine right there?
Yours is still higher.
I think you did.
Yours is still higher.
As long as you never stay in a hotel room higher than mine,
no, sir.
I think we'll be good.
No, sir. Thank you, sir. Anything else, sir?
No. And don't wear shorts.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Woo! Do you have flowers on them?
Yeah. And just make sure you follow protocol.
Yes, sir.
Not the word of the Lord, but protocol.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sorry, sir.
You guys want to hit this topic real quick? How much
Let's
time?
Hit it.
Oh,
Let's
I,
hit it.
You know what? Here, folks, I was going to talk about hypocrites. There's a popular teacher, Barbara DeAngelis, who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work. You need to know who you follow because Barbara DeAngelis has been married and divorced 5 times.
Making that thing work.
Wow.
That's a lot of love.
What about former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy? He picks Whoopi Goldberg to prevent teen pregnancy. Whoopi Goldberg has admitted to having several abortions.
So there's the strategy.
You need to know who you listen to. By the way, Bill Clinton's the one that appointed her to teach the kids abstinence. And in saying that, when you go into Arkansas, I have a picture in front of me that says, "Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of President Bill Clinton." You know what the people and the parents and the responsible legislators in that county did, in that country, in that state did? They put a sign right under it that's pasted on the same sign, and it says this: "In compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender." What about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera getting on MTV and taking off their clothes for everybody to see all and then having the audacity to thank Jesus Christ, who rebuked that more than anybody else? Keep in mind, folks, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Read Matthew 23, read Jeremiah 23. Know who you allow to influence you. What about Madonna? She was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos. She said, "I plead the fifth." When she was asked on Larry King Live, what does your daughter like on television? Madonna, in her hypocrisy, said back that her daughter's not allowed to watch that garbage. Oh, by the way, Madonna's now writing books for children across the world. And let me ask you, whose footsteps do you suppose that these kids that read her books will follow in? Whose footsteps? What about R.J. Kelly real quick? R. Kelly, I'm sorry. Soul and hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity was hailed in the new USA Today for writing a song that supposedly fights AIDS. You know, it's interesting about that. 10 years ago, R. Kelly was indicted in Florida for 21 counts of child pornography. Yet MTV pushes him like he's cooler than sliced bread. Folks, if the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. Ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those you allow to teach you. How they stand or fall is exactly how you are going to stand or fall. And there's no getting out of it. You are what you eat.
You shall reap what you shall sow.
Shall sow.
Shall sow.
Shall sow. I got to stop right there for the sake of time because we're down to about 15 seconds here. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We really do. And we thank you for your listeners that continuously listen to us and email us and call us and support us. We appreciate you. And we will join you again on Monday from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time on GCN, Genesis Communication Networks. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you next week.